Welcome to EndNotes. My name is Sheila Broderick. In this programme, we invite people to share their funeral playlist and their thoughts about death, dying, ritual and the afterlife if they believe in one. My guest today is Jennifer Slaman, who, when asked where she is from, says with pride, Clonakilty. She is 87 years old and came to live in Ireland 60 years ago. Jennifer was born in England because she says that's where her mother happened to be at the time. First memories are on a fruit farm in South Africa and are from a happy childhood that she thought would go on forever. Her father, James Graham, was in the Royal Navy Reserve and was quickly called up for service during World War II. Her mother, Lois Graham, followed him to England with the family and then eventually to Scotland. Jennifer married Brian Slaman, an officer in the British Army, which accounts for the restless life they experienced prior to settling in Killavullen, North Cork, where they had a warm welcome and great kindness. Her three sons were born in Berlin, South Africa and England, and all her three daughters were born in Ireland. She has lived most of her life in Ireland and all her children consider themselves Irish with pride. 26 years ago, Jennifer moved into Clonakilty after her husband had died. Most people may know her here from her work in bringing Clonakilty recognition as the first fair trade town in Ireland. She is also infamous for suggesting people miss Mass on one Sunday or at least wear green ribbons to let the Pope and bishops know that women want and should be ordained. She loves her life in Clonakilty and how the people there greet her in the street. She says she is glad that this is where she will probably die. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Jennifer, obviously, if you're thinking about where you might die, preparing for this programme mustn't have been very difficult.
No, I was delighted to do it because I really would like to get some messages out there.
And what kind of messages?
Well, I hear from my children and other people that not everybody is prepared for dying. And I just think it's so important for those coming after one that preparations are good, secure and fair. So I hope I've done well and I would like other people to not to fall into the mistake of thinking it's okay and I won't be dying for a while, but this does happen to us. I also think it's very important that we let all our children know every time we make a decision. It is so easy to be talking to the one person who comes to visit and then they know and the rest of them don't. And I feel huge problems could arise from that.
So are you talking about, for example, a will, or are you talking about, you know, instructions in relation to how you want your funeral to be conducted?
Well, a will, of course, is hugely important. And I have a will. I have a file here somewhere of everything that it's written on the outside of it, instructions for when I die. And I have every bit of furniture. I've been gone around with my children and they all have their names stuck on the bit of furniture they're getting. I can't think of anything much more I can do to be ready.
And what about specifically, have you given direction about your own funeral service?
Well, my eldest son is a priest, so I just leave it all to him.
Oh, very good. But now they have your funeral playlist.
Yes, and I don't know. But it's one of my big sorrows when I joined the Catholic Church. Nobody sings in the Catholic Church. I've brought up in the Church of Scotland, and as you will hear when you hear my songs, I love church singing. And I just hope, well, perhaps some Protestants will come to my funeral and there'll be enough singing, and that's what I would really like.
Wonderful. So what is your first choice on your funeral playlist?
Well, I'm going back to when I was a child in South Africa and we used to have a wind-up gramophone. You had to wind it up for each record that was played. We had quite a lot of... I think only remember three records. One was the Big Rock Candy Mountains. Another one was about cowboys. And the third one, which is my favourite, was Paul Robeson singing Old Man River.
There's an old man called Mississippi. That's the old man that I'd like to be. What does he care if the world's got troubles? What does he care if the land ain't free? Old Man River, that Old Man River, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along. He don't plant cotton, and damn that planter, it's soon forgotten. But Old Man River, he just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and wrecked with pain. Tote that barge, lift that bale, get a little drunk and your land's in jail. I get weary and sick of trying. I'm tired of living and scared of dying. But Old Man River, he just keeps rolling along. Let me go away from the Mississippi. Let me go away from the white man boss. Show me that stream called the River Jordan. That's the old stream that I longed to cross.
Old Man River, that Old Man River, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling.
And lift that bale, we gets a little drunk and we lands in jail.
I get weary and sick of crying. I'm tired of living and scared of dying. But Old Man River, he just keeps rolling on.
What a beautiful piece of music, Paul Robeson's Spiritual. Yeah,
it's absolutely. I listened to a lot of it when I got it up. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Jennifer, we were talking about preparedness for death, yeah. And you said that you had it all organised. Can you tell us what that actually means in practice?
Well, I hope I have it all organised. And the most important thing, I think, is that my children all know what. They may not be very happy with it, but that can't be helped. And it's as fair as I can make it. I've also been in touch with the Natural Death Centre in the UK, which gives one forms which one can fill in, which are quite helpful and encourage one to think.
For example?
I have a death plan here in front of me. The things I will choose when death is approaching. If possible, if I'm dying, I would like to be cared for at home. I would like to be surrounded by family and maybe a friend. My next of kin is my son Duncan. I would like for close relatives and friends, anyone to be told that I am terminally ill. I don't really mind that. But all this is written down, and so there's no ambiguity about it. Another one there. If possible, I'd like the doctor to tell me a guess as to how much time I might have left. I've said, yes, I would. You can say I would or I would not. There's things to score out. I imagine I would like every effort made to find alternative medicine and approaches. Maybe not now I'm so old, I've said. I filled that in the first time, I wasn't as old as I am now.
And what age were you when you filled it in the first time?
That was February 2011, so that take away 5 years. I was...
So you were just 82 at the time.
Yes. I have a living will specifying how much technical medical intervention I would wish when I'm dying. And my doctor has that in my file, I know.
And does that include what's known as a DNR, a do not resuscitate?
Yes.
Okay.
If I'm in a vegetative state, because I'm horrified to hear of people dying being given antibiotics and things like that, which is perfect nonsense, according to me anyhow.
Mm. So can you introduce your next song for me, please?
Oh, the next song, well, I put it in because I couldn't think of any songs about the Second World War, and I found it extremely sad. I found tears coming to my eyes thinking of how cheerful everybody was, or trying to be. And the Siegfried line, well, the Maginot line was the one in France, and of course the Germans just went round it, they didn't care. And the British Expeditionary Force was defeated very quickly, and then we had Dunkirk. It's just such a sad thing. And I think of all those poor soldiers. So many of them didn't come back. So that's why I chose that song, because I really couldn't think of another one.
Washing on the Siegfried line. Have you any dirty washing, mother dear? We're going to hang out the washing on the Siegfried line, 'cause the washing day is here. The weather may be wet or fine, we'll just rub along without a care. We're going to hang out the washing on the Siegfried line, if that Siegfried line's still there. Mother dear, I'm writing you from somewhere in France, hoping this finds you well. Sergeant says I'm doing fine, a soldier and a heart. Here's the song that we all sing, this'll make you laugh. We're going to hang out the washing on the Siegfried line. Have you any dirty washing, mother dear? We're going to hang out the washing on the Siegfried line, 'cause the washing day is here. The weather may be wet or fine, we'll just ride along without a care. We're going to hang washing on the Siegfried line, if that Siegfried line's still there. On the Siegfried line, if that Siegfried line.
Jennifer, you've told us about making a will. You've told us about making a living will. You've told us about your death plan with the Natural Death Centre in the UK. But there's one other element to your preparations which a lot of people might not have done themselves. Can you tell me about your coffin?
Well, I decided that I might as well get my coffin made and get it made of renewable wood. Wood from a friend from proper forests. So I lay down on the rug in front of the fire, and I got a friend of mine to measure out my size, and we planned it, and he made my coffin.
And who's he?
Nick Smith. And he used to make lovely furniture, so that's why I chose him. And he kept it in his workshop for a while, and then he stopped making furniture, so he said, I'm afraid we'll have to do something with the coffin. They brought it here, and it was very funny because there were some men doing some work in the house, and they couldn't understand why a coffin was being brought into the house. Anyhow, I have it upstairs in the box room, and it's there waiting for me. I hope no worms have got into it meanwhile.
And do you ever have guests to stay in the box room with the coffin?
No, it's there with boxes.
Oh, very good. So, you're expecting that you might die in Clonakilty. Will you be buried in Clonakilty?
Well, I probably go into the same grave as my husband, which is out in Rathbarry.
Very good.
Lovely graveyard.
And is that a council graveyard, or is it a religious graveyard?
I suppose it's a religious graveyard, I don't know. Mm. But it's the same grave as I organised.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And also Katie's ex-partner will be next door to me, which is very nice.
You'll be in good company.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Moving away from the practicalities, can you say a little maybe about your beliefs about the afterlife?
Well, I really have no idea. I have a friend who says to me, I said, I don't think there's anything after I'm dead. I think I just go into a hole in the ground and it'll be very peaceful because I don't want need to worry. And he says, Jennifer, you're in for a big surprise. So maybe I am. I honestly don't know. It doesn't really worry me very much. But I know it'll be peaceful.
And obviously all your song choices are church hymns. So you obviously have a strong religious belief.
Not really. I suppose I was brought up in the Church of Scotland, and then my husband was a Catholic, and when I came to Ireland, strangely, I met an absolutely wonderful priest, and I was received into the Catholic Church. And my huge disappointment was that there was no singing, though after Vatican II we were supposed to sing, but still we didn't. You know, and that's why I've chosen the hymns.
And is there a choir in Clonakilty that might sing these songs for you?
Oh, they sing away up there in the church. The congregation doesn't sing. I'd like the congregation to sing. I don't suppose they will.
I can see you organising a few practice runs.
I doubt if that's possible.
You must take some consolation from your faith.
Maybe. I was at a funeral once, and it was the priest was burying his mother, and I remember him saying she was a woman of great faith, and I just felt so envious.
And your next song choices.
Next song choice is Oh What a Beautiful Morning. Now, when we come to Happy Time in My Life, this is one of the songs we had when we were courting. There were two great shows that came to London, Oklahoma and Annie Get Your Gun, and we went to both of those, and I just thought I'd love to hear Oklahoma again.
Thank you. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. All the sounds of the earth are like music. All the sounds of the earth are like music. The breeze is so busy, it don't miss a tree. And old weeping willow is laughing at me. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way.
And I'm enjoying talking to you. But you had some sadness in your life in 1988 when your husband Brian died. Can you tell me about the circumstances of his death?
Well, I wasn't sad when he died. He had Alzheimer's and I was glad when he died. It's an awful thing to say, but once people's lives become useless to them and burdens to them, I was glad when he died.
And how long had he been suffering from Alzheimer's?
Nobody ever knows that. It's a question that can't be answered because everybody gets forgetful and then it just gets worse and worse and it is dreadful.
And was he unhappy in himself?
Yes. Yes. He knew something was wrong. The only good thing, and it's one of the things I haven't touched on at all yet, is I was trained in a chord. Catholic Marriage Advisory Council. So I think I'm quite a good listener. And because I have been through Alzheimer's myself, I have two people who will talk to me about their husbands having Alzheimer's. And I'm delighted to be able to do that, to give back a little bit to
it. Wonderful. And where was Brian when he died?
He was in a nursing home in Skull.
And was that difficult for you, making the journey to Skull to see
yes,
him?
Yes, horrible. I hate Skull.
So you haven't been back since?
I haven't been back since, no. And personally, I would like to die at home, but I don't know. I don't want to be a bother.
And so you've been a widow since 1988, and that must have been very difficult.
Well, no, because the last while with my husband was awful. I was glad to be a widow. It doesn't sound very good, but that's the truth, you know. And I hope that people who have Alzheimer's, people can say, I'm glad they died.
Yeah, it's a very difficult thing to deal with.
It is extremely difficult. And I think it's almost more difficult because men like to be in charge and they suddenly find you're taking over everything. And to know the time to go in there and take things over is extremely hard.
Yeah.
You're doing all this. This used to be my job. And they get very angry. Not surprisingly, their lives are very difficult.
So when you go into territory like this, then sometimes the word euthanasia crops up. And do you have any views on euthanasia?
Well, I think if people's lives aren't worth living, why not die? You know? In fact, I'm not very sure that I want to be very old. I think I might like to die myself rather than become helpless. And certainly if I got Alzheimer's, I'd want to die. I don't quite know how I'd do it.
Well, it's not legal in this country. But it's certainly something that's become a topic of conversation. And obviously there are vulnerabilities because you want to be able to protect people.
You hear awful stories of people being more or less killed for their inheritance and things like that.
Yeah, so it's a...
It's a difficult one.
It's a very difficult one.
But personally, I think I'd rather die than be helpless.
Well, while you're still living, can you tell me what your next song choice is?
My next choice is Amazing Grace, played by the bagpipes. And I don't know why I chose this, but of course my mother was from Scotland. I have big connections to Scotland. And I just thought it was top of the pops for a long time, I think, way back. And I just thought it was such an amazing thing that they played the bagpipes playing Amazing Grace.
Thank you.
Jennifer, you've been very active in environmental advocacy, in bringing fair trade to Clonakilty. Did you ever give thought to a woodland burial?
Yes, I think it would be very nice. But I have my... I mean, I presume I can be buried in the same grave as my husband. Graves are very expensive. Actually, the whole thing of funerals horrifies me at how expensive it was. That's one of the reasons I have my coffin ready. And my son Andrew, the one who was a priest, actually he's a monk, he has been to a woodland graveyard and says, absolutely lovely. If there was one near here, I think I would probably opt for it. As long as it wasn't too expensive.
And so what are the scale of costs associated with a funeral?
I don't remember, but I remember being actually shocked after after Brian was buried. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you now, it's a long time ago. It hits one at a difficult time.
Yeah.
And I think they're very good. They won't expect you to pay on straight away, but it's always there hanging over you.
Yeah, you know? And I think, you know, you probably feel more vulnerable at that time.
Yes.
And so it weighs heavier.
Mm. Hopefully there'll be enough left so that my children will not be out of pocket.
So obviously you've made these plans because you want to be sure that there's no falling out in the family after you die. Mm. So do you think about the future very much and the kind of world that you're leaving behind you?
Well, in a way I'm glad I've lived when I did live. And I really worry desperately about the world for my great-grandchildren now. You know, what is it going to be like? And now we have Trump as president, I mean, and he, denier of climate change. It absolutely horrifies me. I'm glad I lived in a time when all the work on the farm was done by mules.
Is this when you were farming in
South
Africa? Oh, in South Africa.
This is in South Africa when I was a child. Everything. And I think, my goodness, how the world has changed in my lifetime and is changing quicker and quicker. It really leaves me behind now.
Me don't to love.
And so as the world is changing quicker and quicker, can you think of how you would like to be remembered, what your legacy might be?
Oh, I had never thought about that. I suppose, and this might sound strange, I would like some people to say, she listened to me. Because I think listening is not a great thing nowadays. People will tell you what you ought to do. People will tell you what you should do. But how many people actually listen to you? I think that would be something I'd like.
And can you tell us what song we are going to listen to next?
The next song we're going to... Abide With Me. Now, I like these songs. As I said, I was brought up in the Church of Scotland, and I do like singing in churches. So that's why these ones are all kind of holy songs or hymns.
Oh,
87, Jennifer. You've had a long life. Can you tell me, have you any regrets?
I have a huge regret that I don't know, it isn't a regret that I had my children so early in life, but I have a great regret that I never went to college, that I never had a degree.
That can still be rectified.
I doubt it now. But I was very lucky that I joined Accord, as it is now, CMAC it used to be. And I remember I went away up and I trained as a tutor in Accord. And there was one other person who was a great friend of mine. There were five of us training. And we were the only two who had never been to college. And we used to go off into huddles and say, they all know lots more than us.
I doubt it somehow.
And I know he until a few years ago, he was still working. And I know he was a hugely successful counsellor. So maybe I was too, I don't know.
So, and that's a great achievement to be a counsellor. Any other achievements that you were proud of?
I'm very proud of my children. I'm very proud of my children. They're all successful and I hope happy.
And tell me this, when people close to you have died, do you ever feel their presence close to you?
No, I can't say I do that, but there are lots of people. It's one of the things I'm kind of hoping that there might be people I can meet when I die, people who've gone before me, you know. Lots of people I'd love to talk to.
Because at 87, quite a few of your friends will have died already.
Yes. There's still some alive. Yes, I can't say I have any certainty about that, but I've often think, God, it'd be nice to talk to those ones and about the fun we had and the things we did together.
And your next song is Jennifer.
It's called the Naval Hymn. And it starts off, Eternal Father strong to save, whose arm has calmed the restless wave. Who something deep and gave the strong confusion peace. Now the interesting thing about that, because I lived in the times when you didn't fly everywhere, you went in ships. And because we lived in South Africa, we quite often took the 2-week trip from Cape Town to Southampton if we wanted to go back to Scotland. And of course I've already talked about the time my mother followed our father back during the war, when the seas were infested by U-boats. And I can remember on Sundays we would have a church service. I don't know if there was a priest or a minister or anybody there to do it, but we certainly always sang this hymn, Keep Us When We Pray to Thee for Those in Peril on the Sea. And it was very moving. And of course we went a bit afraid because our mother was very sensible. And we used to say our prayers at night. God bless everybody. And please God, let us be torpedoed, because we thought it'd be such fun. Because we were only little girls. We had no idea. And how wise our mother was, she never said, don't say that. And luckily, God was not listening.
Well, I'm very glad that you weren't torpedoed, Jennifer, and that you're here with me speaking today. Are there any other things that you'd like to mention in relation to death and dying?
Well, I think the huge thing is to be prepared. I've great gratitude for my long life and a happy life. I've heard people say, my family is telling me what to do. And I think it's very important that old people know that they let their family know what they need. Not being told, I think it's about time you, whatever it is, go to a nursing home or whatever it is. And one of the things I'm pleased I did when I happened to have all my family around me was to call a family meeting. And we sat down, I chaired it, and we slashed out what was the right thing to, what for me was the right thing to do. And now my sons come every second week and take me shopping, which is very useful. But it was a great clearing of the air, and everybody heard what everybody was doing. Mind you, it's not always easy to get one's family all together. But I would suggest to people, if they're feeling a bit lost and how am I going to arrange things, call a family meeting.
And as your needs change, I suppose those meetings need to happen.
Yes, I think it'd be quite a good thing. Well, I don't know. I think I'm more or less the same as I was, because it wasn't all that long ago we did that. But yes, as needs change, then definitely. But I have said that I do not want to be nursed by my children. If it comes to that, take me off to Bushmount.
Well, I have felt very welcome in your kitchen, Jennifer, and you've treated me very well to tea, and I've enjoyed this conversation. So thank you for doing the interview and for sharing your views with people on this programme. Could you introduce your last song, please?
My last song is Oh God, Our Help in Ages Past. Just, again, I love the church singing, and it would be a nice, happy one for me to go out.
Well, thank you very much, Jennifer.
Oh God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast and our eternal home. Under the shadow of thy throne, thy saints dwell secure. Sufficient is thine arm alone, and our defense is sure. Before the hills in order still through earth receive to
listening to Endnotes with me, Sheila Broderick. We're currently recording interviews for this series. If you've views you would like to share about death, dying, funerals, the afterlife, and would like to share your own funeral playlist, please do get in touch. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Clonline Radio and on the web at clonlineradio.com, where you can also find podcasts of previous shows. Thanks for listening and bye for now. Thank you.